Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The State House has passed a bill to regulate ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft, but critics say it's not tough enough. Democrat Jacob Hummel says the bill should require fingerprinting of drivers, which is done for St. Louis cab drivers.
Boston Herald article dated Saturday, April 2nd, 2016. Uber driver worked while awaiting trial on two rapes in Boston.
Republicans, including Mike Moon, say the bill allows the free market to work.
If you don't like Uber, don't use it. If you like it, it's great. It's the freedom of choice here. And so if we allow them to use the free market, it's going to create business.
Both Uber and Lyft back the bill. It has been sent to the Senate. Governor Nixon has ordered flags at MoDOT facilities to be lowered to honor an employee killed while on a job. Missouri Department of Transportation Director Patrick McKenna says 55-year-old Lyndon Ebker was stopping eastbound traffic in Franklin County to let westbound vehicles pass through a work zone when he was hit and killed by a car.
We put up the markers, we put up the lights, we put up the warnings, we put up all of those things, not because we're just doing it to be routine. We're doing it so that you know that there's work going on the roads. It's done to keep you safe and to keep our workers safe.
No charges have been filed against the driver. McKenna reminds motorists that next week is Work Zone Safety Awareness Week in Missouri. St. Louis Mayor Francis Lay says he won't run for re-election. The Democrats' fourth term ends in 1 year. He is the city's longest-serving chief executive. A Jefferson City man is accused of kidnapping a woman he met through an online dating site and sexually assaulting her. The 19-year-old victim says she agreed to see 35-year-old Michael Eric Dixon at her home near Camdenton. When she got in his car, he allegedly said, "You belong to me now," drove her back to his place and assaulted her. Conservation officials in southern Missouri are reminding residents to be on the lookout and to avoid confrontations with black bears. Bears with cubs are to be particularly avoided because mother bear will defend her cubs. Missouri is home to about 350 bears who are now coming out of winter hibernation. The National Weather Service has issued a hard freeze warning for eastern Missouri overnight tonight. The cities in the warning area include Jefferson City, Columbia, St. Louis, Cape Girardeau, and Hannibal. You are listening to Missouri Net News.